ABC.
Peter Tilse is the head of regional funds management at the Cromwell Property Group. Peter, according to CommBank, interest rates are going to rise after the federal election. Is that how you see it?
Hi, Steve. I don't disagree. It's probably the quantum of rises that we'll see. Various banks are sort of calling, from here on, well, after the federal election, let's call it, through to next year, probably a peak of around about 2%. Now, remember, we're currently at 0.1%, and a lot of Australians borrow their money on variable rate. So that means that it's tied to these interest rate rises. Some of this prospective movement is already sort of baked into interest rates, and it's all sort of stemming from this inflationary issues that we're seeing. Whether it's caused by COVID itself disrupting supply chains, the cost of shipping things around the world is increased. Oil yep. prices are high. With the Russian conflict, etc.
Yes.
So all of these things mean that, and our economy is going gangbusters, and we're seeing in Australia, people moving, organisations, etc., and scrambling to get staff. And guess what? Businesses are finally paying up for it. You hear about hospitality workers or organisations not able to operate because they can't find the usual supply of labour that they've been able to get. So the question is inflation baked in, or will it, or what amount of inflation is baked in? And in Australia, we've got 3.5% inflation rate. Overseas, they're at 40-year highs at around about 7%. Which is huge.
Yes.
What that means with interest rates is when you look at like a 10-year government bond rate, and in Australia ours is just a bit over 2%.
Yes.
Just a rough rule of thumb. If you chop off that 3.5%, we've actually got negative real interest rates in Australia. So the Reserve Bank kind of needs to right the ship.
And they're going to do that. The Reserve Bank sounds like there's increasing noise that they, sometime after the federal election, they are going to make some changes.
Correct.
So what sort of things do mortgage holders and others need to start thinking about? I'm not asking you to give economic advice, but what sort of things should we think about? I've got a mortgage. What are some of the things I should be considering?
Sure. It depends on what you can afford to pay, etc. Depends on your unique situation. But, a lot of people are looking at locking in interest rates at various sort of junctures, and whether that's locking in everything or just a portion of their borrowings. But then again, some people are happy to ride this out because, like I said, what's your view on where inflation's going to land? If inflation is baked in and we go back to the bad old 80s, that's a different story versus whether it's just things just need to sort of moderate out. Well, if that's the case, can you handle an extra 2% on your home loan? So, it just depends on how much you've got borrowed and what you can afford, etc.
So things are abnormally low now. We should be expecting it to return to a little bit more what we once would have called a more normal interest rate level at some stage in the second half of this year.
Yes, correct. And if I've showed you a chart, Steve, of where interest rates were, say, 1st of January compared to today, it actually shows that our interest rates have already risen about 60 basis points. So it's already gone up about just a bit over 0.5%. Now, in the scheme of things, 0.5% doesn't sound a lot, but when you look on a chart, it looks awful. it just depends, how close to the bone you are with your borrowings. Everyone's situation's unique. I saw something the other day, though, that said, if someone's earnings, let's say they're on $100,000, and let's say we do get two interest rate hikes this year, so 50 basis points higher, that'll diminish their borrowing capacity by $30,000. So if you're going to borrow for a house and you might be able to borrow $750,000, now it drops down to $720,000, that kind of thing. So So for people looking to enter the market, it'll reduce their capacity to borrow. Conversely, you know, you've just got to be careful with not overextending yourself. But, you know, at this stage of the game, nothing is expected to be too drastic. But, you know, these things can change.
The bottom line is interest rates have actually been very quietly creeping up anyhow, but we will start to, at mortgage level, at suburban level, at new homeowner level, we'll start to feel that in the second half of this year. We need to say, okay, can I deal with this little bit extra pressure on my finances?
And when us in our money market world talk about this stuff, it's called a flattening of the yield curve, and it's basically because the short end, where the official cash rate is actually going to be rising and catching up to where the market sort of is expecting interest rates to be.
ABC